Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Moving on to this information that we have coming to us from Lansing. Again, we do Michigan news, Michigan politics. That's our specialty. Even though so much is happening in Washington, D.C., I've been following the news, as you have, everybody talking about Zelensky and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance blow up in the Oval Office. This is part of the strategy that you have to understand. Donald Trump in his book, Art of the Deal. Donald Trump is a very hard negotiator. I would not want to negotiate with Donald Trump. If we are about to enter into a peace deal, a business deal, I would go in with the full expectation that Donald Trump was going to win, just because I read his book so many times and I know exactly how he operates. Zelensky underestimated Donald Trump, underestimated actually J.D. Vance. I was completely enamored with him and his ability to go on the offensive, having Donald Trump's back. Even Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who was sitting on the couch next to J.D. Vance, didn't get involved. Stayed completely out of the conversation and discussion. But what he did do was go on the Sunday news shows. George Stephanopoulos, ABC News, Meet the Press, all these people trying to blame Donald Trump using the Democrat senators' talking points. Even Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, trying to say that Donald Trump screwed up. Donald Trump did not screw up. Donald Trump let it be known to the world using the media. He played the media. He used the media for this very public display. Many of them said, oh, this stuff should have been behind closed doors. No. As we saw Mitch McConnell, Chucky Schumer, President Biden in the Oval Office, sending hundreds of billions of dollars in aid and military equipment to the Ukraine, did we fully understand or know who we were dealing with? Zelensky would come to Congress and he would talk. He would sound like a guy that was attacked by Russia. They invaded my country. They killed my people. I need America's help. I need America's money. I need America's weapons to fight back this tyrannical dictator, Vladimir Putin, of Russia. But we really didn't know him. We really didn't know all of the things that were going on in the monies that were going to him, to Ukraine, and potentially getting paid back as kickbacks to Democrats, state representatives, state congressmen, I should say, U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators from these states all over our country, in order for them to continue to support Ukraine in their fight against Russia. Everybody knows Russia is a dictator. Putin is a dictator. KGB background plays hard ball. He's a cruel, vicious dictator. We get it. But do we truly know who Zelensky is? And I think it was very interesting in allowing him the opportunity to act the way he did. The setup of this meeting was supposed to be basically a photo op. Zelensky was told that the mineral rights deal that was collateralizing America's support of Ukraine, basically paying us back for the $200 billion in aid plus military aid of weaponry to be used against Russia. Donald Trump says, you're going to give us $500 billion worth of rare earth minerals. We will have American companies coming into your country to do the mining of these minerals. We will provide the security protection for them, those companies working in your country. So there was going to be a component of security. But Donald Trump thinks in small bites. So what he wanted was this rare earth mineral deal first before they went down the road of security guarantees. What was Europe willing to do? We're not doing this by ourselves. Europe is a lot closer to Ukraine than the United States is. We want Europe to be bought into, buy into this deal. If we're going to force Putin to the table to force peace upon him, settlement to this issue, we're going to do this my way. Well, Zelensky wasn't all of a sudden, about 30 minutes into the meeting in the Oval Office in front of the press, immediately shifted gears. Instead of just signing the rare earth minerals deal and being happy and everybody stand together, shaking hands, getting their picture taken, he all of a sudden wanted the security details as part of the agreement. And honestly, it ticked off Donald Trump. It ticked off J.D. Vance. Being very disrespectful in the Oval Office, number one, not saying thank you to President Trump and J.D. Vance, not saying thank you to the American people. All of a sudden, bringing up how bad Russia was and all the things that they've done and how they've had previous deals in place and that he broke the ceasefires. He refused to return hostages. All of a sudden, he's pointing fingers not only at Donald Trump, J.D. Vance in the Oval Office, he's pointing fingers at Putin, the very guy that Donald Trump wants to get to the table to negotiate a deal with. Well, it fell apart. Donald Trump said, that's it. You're out of the White House. We're not having lunch. We're not having a follow-up press briefing. This is over. Get out of my Oval Office. Well, one thing he did do was keep his word to be on special report with Brett Baer at 6 o'clock. He didn't leave the country. He stayed for the interview. And Brett Baer did a phenomenal job. I got to give him credit. He gave him not one, not two, but three chances to basically say, I'm sorry for the way I acted in the Oval Office. I apologize to President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. I should have done what was agreed to in signing the deal, and I'm sorry. He didn't do it. He doubled down on basically what he said in the Oval Office with Brett Baer. And Donald Trump, getting ready to leave for Mar-a-Lago for the weekend to play some golf, was asked point blank, if Zelensky right now, Mr. President, before you leave for Florida, if he was willing to come back, say he was sorry, be more respectful of you in the office, would you consider sitting down with him? And Trump said, no, not right now. He's not ready for peace. He wants to fight this war with Russia. Well, good luck. And it almost sounded like Trump said, no more money, no more aid, no more military weaponry. You're on your own. He even said in the Oval Office, you're playing with World War III. You don't have the cards. You don't have a strong hand. You don't have the ability to dictate and demand anything right now. You want to stay alive? You want your country to stay intact? We need to cut a deal. If you're not interested in a deal right now, then there's no reason for you to be here. You're wasting my time. He got on the helicopter, got on his Air Force One, and flew into Mar-a-Lago and spent the weekend playing golf. And the news shows went nuclear nuts. The Democrats claiming that Donald Trump basically gave a victory to Putin. That Putin was popping champagne in Russia over what happened in the Oval Office. Well, we'll see. What is the next stage? Is Russia going to get more aggressive and step up their attacks on Ukraine? Is Zelensky finally going to understand what Donald Trump was saying to him in the Oval Office? That's the question. The other thing that you have to look at, the process. Everybody said, oh, that's it. The relationship has been destroyed. They'll never be able to work it out. Donald Trump is not vindictive. It was one meeting. It was one opportunity. Zelensky didn't take advantage of it to move the process forward. Let's let him think about it a while. Let's see what happens with Russian aggression going into Ukraine with more attacks, more dead people on the ground in his country. His own chief of staff to President Zelensky, sitting in the front row of the press row, you've seen her pictures, brunette woman, probably in her mid-30s, mid-40s, early 40s, I'm not sure, head down in her hand, completely distraught over what her President Zelensky was doing, acting, and saying in Donald Trump's Oval Office. Actually, our Oval Office. The way he was talking to our president. The way he was talking to our vice president. Well, we'll be following it. We'll be watching it. Doesn't have anything to do with Lansing and Michigan, but it has to do with our country. And I wanted to give you my take on it. I watched the news shows so you didn't have to. Man, you don't know how hard it is for me to watch Meet the Press. But every Monday we'll do that in the last half hour of the show. Final segment, we'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to mention, and we're going to be promoting this event starting today, the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. It's going to be March 15th and 16th, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. It's going to be located at the VFW Post 2051. That post is located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Lunch will be available. If you'd like to get ticket information, give Tim a call, 231-838-8054, or Paul, 231-838-2726. They'll be able to discuss with you the ticket prices. We'll be able to get you to go, not this Saturday and Sunday, the following Saturday and Sunday, March 15th and March 16th. So Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Again, 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. They got a great gun show lined up for you guys, and we will be promoting it here over the next 2 weeks. So that you can go and take advantage of everything they've got going. Call Tim. His phone number is 231-838-8054 or Paul, 231-838-2726. If you're interested, just text me gun show. I have a picture of the flyer here that I can send to your phone. It'll have their phone numbers as well as their email addresses. And you can contact them for more information. We will be promoting it. We have a commercial that we're putting together later today, and we will start airing it for the next basically 2 weeks. Not this Saturday and Sunday, but the following Saturday and Sunday, March 15th and 16th in Harbor Springs. Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. Make sure I say that right. Outdoor Club for Harbor Springs Gun Show. Great, guys. Want you guys to go and participate. Attend this gun show. Let's make it as big as we possibly can. We'll get some information from them, and we will start talking about it, and you'll hear the commercial starting soon. Again, just text me gun show, and I'll text you the flyer. One last little short story. 25 counties out of Michigan's 83 have new sheriffs. Whoa. That's a huge, huge number. New sheriffs in town. Actually, a lot of new sheriffs in a lot of counties across the state. Last November 5th election, 25 sheriffs won their very first election to office. A smaller turnover than 4 years earlier, however, each of Michigan's 83 counties elects a new sheriff every 4 years. Among those newly elected, 15 were appointed before the election when incumbents left early. This according to the Michigan Sheriff's Association's Deputy Director, Dan Fans. Then, after being appointed to the position by the previous sheriff, they sought a full 4-year term and won their first election in November. Menominee County Sheriff Mike Combs, one of the only other newcomers, defeated the Democrat incumbent. Cuda had worked for nearly 17 years at the Menominee Police Department, most recently as a detective. I had a lot of experience in different things in training. I thought I brought a lot to the table. I also thought I offered a lot in leadership. Well, Cudwa defeated the incumbent, Michael Holmes, the Menominee County Sheriff, based on his experience in the Michigan State Police and also the Substance Enforcement Team. So congratulations to Darren Cudwa, the new sheriff in Menominee County. The story started a little backwards there, and I made the mistake. I didn't read it properly. I apologize. But he is the new sheriff in Menominee County, defeating the incumbent. Congratulations. One of the things that this shows, folks, is the power of incumbency is not always guaranteed to give you re-election. You got to do what's right for the people. And if you don't do it, well, potentially you're going to lose, just like Mike Holmes realized. And I'm sure Darren knocked on doors, put up the signs, talked to the people, talked about his resume. Working for the Michigan State Police and bringing a lot of leadership capabilities to the office is basically something that you have to consider going forward yourself. Do you have life experience, maybe to run for county commissioner in 4 years? Is that something that you might want to consider, running for sheriff? Perhaps running for local county clerk or township clerks, handling our elections, being involved in updating and fixing the qualified voter files. You need to help your elected officials to do that, and if they don't do it, run against them. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products.